This is the Maverick Artist Podcast with your host, Eric Dahl.
We're catching up with Rob Robinson, who is the leader of the band Heavy Drunk.
Heavy Drunk.
A very popular Americana band here in Nashville, Tennessee, with a brand new album out, Rob. It is Holy Water.
Heavy Drunk, Holy Water. Yeah, it's out. We just got it out October 5th, and it's blowing up on the Spotify and the Apple Music and all them modern ways we get music today.
You know, you guys have been selling out every venue you play, and when I first got a hold of your music and your PR people sent it over to me, the album just wowed me. And I know you've had a lot of luck with the singles and everything as well. And I mean, it's just powerful music, man, with a nine-piece band.
Nine pieces, you know, we got the horns, we got the background singers. It's a soul blues band. We recorded it all right here with Casey Wozner and Leaper's Fork. And it's just a lot of good stuff went into it, and it came out great.
Well, you know, being also the owner of Puckett's, the original Puckett's here in Leaper's Fork, Tennessee, you know, did you feel like you got to practice a lot with the band before you guys went into studio?
Well, the band basically formed on open mic night, which is our Thursday night, and we kind of polished it on our gospel night on Sunday night. So between the open mic and the gospel night, the band got practiced up, and we went into the studio and blew it out.
Well, I got to bring up also, Robin, you and I have talked about it before, you know, and I love coming out here because it's so beautiful out here in Leaper's Fork where you have your place and where you practice with the band and record. But Holy Water really came from a place deep in your heart, and I want you to talk about that a little bit.
It did. The title track of the record is Holy Water, and my grandmother played piano in the French Camp Mississippi Baptist Church till she was 85 years old. And when she passed, after we went back to the house, everything was gone except for that piano, and it just struck me, having grown up, spent a lot of time in that house, and it was so full of life, and we wrote this song. It's really powerful, deep song. It's touched a lot of people.
Well, you know, and all the songs on this album, and I know you've gotten on so many Spotify lists and Pandora and everything else, it's gotten so popular with the songs, but they are heartfelt songs, and it seems like, you know, you're really playing to the strengths of all of the musicians in your band, but also you're like the conductor of it all.
Well, we're blessed with so much talent. I mean, the constellation of talent that's around Leaper's Fork in Nashville is immense. And I've gotten to know a lot of these guys and brought them in on these songs. And they just translated them in a way that was beyond what I could have expected.
Well, with Maverick Country Magazine, too, you know, a lot of the readers of the magazine and everything obviously come to Nashville, and they're looking for cool local places to come to. I think I would recommend Leaper's Fork and coming out to Puckett's and making that 20-minute drive to come out and have some great food. You guys are an award-winning restaurant also.
Yeah, Puckett's of Leaper's Fork has been here since 1953. We've been winning awards for our burgers and barbecue for the last 30 years. This is the original Puckett's. So if you come to Nashville, you got to come to Leaper's Fork. Come out and see the Natchez Trace. It's just a beautiful part of country Tennessee.
Well, and I also have to bring this up, Rob, that you took on Puckett's when nobody thought you could do it, and you turned it around and made it a destination here in Leaper's Fork, you know, not only for incredible food, but also for great music.
Well, they told us the store could not be saved, but we were able to work with county and with some locals and put it back together and save the store. And yeah, I mean, the musical talent around us, it just speaks for itself. The food is great. It's just a great place to be. Come out, slow down a little bit in Leaper's Fork.
Well, you know, and I remember when I would come out here on my motorcycle with my daughter, when you were first starting to turn things around, and you were working night and day. And you know, you've done so much here at Leaper's Fork with Puckett's, with the stage, with the whole market, and it's changed. And I tell everybody, if you haven't gone out here lately, come out to visit to Puckett's. Do it now, because I mean, you know, it's just such a great venue, the way you've extended the bar and everything, but also, like you and I were talking about, the great music and the open mic nights.
Oh, absolutely. Open mic every Thursday, gospel night every Sunday. We've got music Wednesday through Sunday. We've extended the stage, invested heavily in the acoustics and the sound there at the store, and there's just an incredible amount of talent around us, and it's a great taste of Tennessee.
Well, speaking of which, I want to make sure that our listeners for the podcast, Rob, where's the website and everything else they should go to buy the album, get the t-shirt, and come see you guys when they come here to Nashville?
HeavyDrunk.com is a great place to start. PucketsOfLeapersFork.com is another one. And you can find Heavy Drunk, the band, on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Spotify. Follow Heavy Drunk on Spotify.
Well, congratulations on such great success with the album. I love the music. I love seeing you guys live with your great band and seeing you front it. And I think you're going to have a lot more success going into 2020.
Thank you so much, Eric. We're honored.
Well, and I'll tell you what, for all of our listeners for the podcast from Maverick Country Magazine, also be sure and stop out here to Leaper's Fork and so you can check out Puckett's in person. And maybe you'll even get to see Heavy Drunk.
Heavy Drunk!
On the stage live.
Thanks to our featured music artist. Stay tuned for another episode of the Maverick Artist Podcast with your host, Eric Dahl.